Cricket Australia boss James Sutherland began his announcement in Johannesburg with a lengthy apology.
On behalf of Cricket Australia, I want to apologise to all Australians that these events have taken place, particularly to all the kids who love cricket and idolise the players. I want to also apologise to Cricket South Africa and South African fans if this issue has overshadowed what otherwise should have been a wonderful series.
The main purpose of his media conference was to provide a much-anticipated update on Cricket Australia's investigation into the ball tampering scandal that has rocked the sport and destroyed the Australian team's reputation. Steve Smith, David Warner and Cameron Bancroft have already admitted their involvement in the plan to use sticky tape to scruff the ball during the third test in South Africa. On Sunday, Smith said what he called a leadership group knew about the illegal tactic, sparking speculation coach Darren Lehman was involved. But Mr. Sutherland says Cricket Australia's investigation has found knowledge of the ball tampering plan was restricted to the then captain, vice captain and Bancroft, who was caught on camera trying to hide the sticky tape in his trousers.
No other players or support staff had prior knowledge, and this includes Darren Lehman, who, despite inaccurate media reports, has not resigned from his position. He will continue to coach the Australian men's team under his current contract.
Smith, Warner and Bancroft have been officially reported for breaching Cricket Australia's code of conduct, have been sent home and are expected to face lengthy suspensions from the game.
In regard to the three players on report, I want to stress that we are contemplating significant sanctions in each case. These sanctions will reflect the gravity with which we view what has occurred and the damage it has done to the standing of Australian cricket. I fully understand the appetite for urgency for more detail. However, urgency must be balanced with due process, given the serious implications for all involved.
Details of their punishment are expected to be announced tomorrow. Mr. Sutherland refused to use the word cheating, with a Cricket Australia staff member cutting off journalists pressing Mr. Sutherland on the issue.
I said they've broken the laws of the game, they've broken the spirit of the game. You haven't mentioned the word cheating.
Sorry, James has answered this question. We're going to move on. Jeff?
They've broken the rules. Is it cheating?
He's answered the question. He's answered it three times. So we're moving on.
Immediately after the press conference, cricket commentators, former players and fans expressed disbelief that more players or coach Darren Lehman didn't know what Bancroft was doing. On Twitter, former Australian captain Michael Clarke said the full story had to come out, writing that, until the public get this, Australian cricket is in deep shit. Former England captain Michael Vaughan didn't hold back, questioning how only three people could know, using the hashtag MyArse. He's told the BBC the Australian team has been too self-righteous about how the game should be played and now has a huge identity problem.
You know, to think that the leader Steve Smith has thrown out a young player to create sandpaper, let's get to the point. They've tried to create sandpaper out in the middle. That baggy green cap that the Australians swear by, the actual values of that baggy green that we've heard for many, many years, this set of Australian players have completely ripped up those values.
Rosemary Bolger, SBS World News.